You are listening to Chesterton Radio at chestertonradio.com.
Around Dodge City and in the territory on west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad, the transcribed story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Today, Brewer. Against a dealer like you, Vince, that ain't luck so much.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I figure maybe you've been letting me win. And then later on, things sort of change, and you'll get all this back, and I'll keep plunging till you got all mine, too.
Brewer, I've killed men for that kind of talk.
What kind of men? You're in Dodge now, Mr. Gambler. You ain't gonna kill nobody. Lesson, he's drunk, and I'm sober. I'll be back this evening, Vint, and I'm bringing a friend, Jack Salter, with me.
The game's open. Bring anybody you like.
Salter won't be gambling. He'll just sit here and watch you deal. You got any objections?
Why should I?
You shouldn't, if you like living. See you later.
Sit down, Vin.
Yeah.
You look worried.
I am. That fella Brewer just walked out of here with a lot of my money. He's coming back tonight to play some more.
And what are you worried about?
Sure, I was setting him up, Nan. Let him win a little and then take everything he's got. But he's bringing a friend back with him to help watch me deal.
You mean he's on to you?
Yeah.
Who's the friend?
Jack Salter. You know him?
A little. And I've heard he's quite a gunman.
Oh. Nan, you gotta help me.
Help you how?
Brewer's got $500 of my money now. And if he hits a streak of luck, it could be more. With both of them watching me, I don't dare deal cards my way.
Well, what can I do, Vince? You're a gambler. I'm not.
There are ways of getting that money back without gambling.
How?
You just get him off alone somewhere, and I'll take care of the rest.
Oh, no, then, please.
Nan, this is our money, yours and mine. It's part of the money we're running away on. If I lose this, we'll be a long time getting to St. Louis.
No, but...
You want to go on working in a saloon the rest of your life? Supporting your child and that worthless husband of yours? Or do you want to go with me? Back east. And be free. And have a decent home.
You know I do, Vin.
All right. And if Brewer's lucky and goes on winning, you gotta play sweet to him. Get him outside, in the alley, alone. You can do it, Nan, easy. It's for us, you know.
I'm afraid. I'll do it, Vint. You know I will.
That's a girl.
I'm good, Vint. 18. I got 20. This wind all the time gets tiresome. Think I'll quit.
Whatever you like. You got about 700 of his money now, brewer.
Oh, that much, Salter, huh? Well, we'll have another little game sometime, Vint. What do you say?
Anytime, brewer. Give me your chips. I'll cash them.
Sure. Now spread the word you're an honest dealer, Vint. Real honest.
He sure is. I'm going now, brewer. There's a little girl at the Longhorn been waiting to dance with me.
See you later, Salter.
Sure. So long, Vint. It's been a pleasure. Goodbye. Here's your money.
Thanks.
Well, buy your drink, brewer?
Oh, that's decent of you, Vint, but I'm the winner. I'll buy you one.
All right. Mike, bring us a bottle of Irish.
Great.
Don't worry about tonight, Vint. I'll give you a chance to win it back. Maybe tomorrow.
You know, a gambler like me's bound to lose now and then, brewer.
Especially when he runs into my kind of luck, huh?
Well, I hope you gentlemen don't mind if I brought you a bottle of Jameson's. Mike's busy.
Well, now, of course we don't. Sit down, man. Have one with us.
Oh, thanks. Well, I was sort of hoping you might ask me.
You're honest anyway. I like that.
How'd you make out at 21?
Ask him.
He won $730.
Oh.
Here. Let's drink up. Mud in your eye.
Thanks for the drink, brewer. I think I'll quit for the night.
Let me know when you want another game, Vint.
Good night.
Nan?
Yeah?
Aren't you and Vint,
Well, we both work here. Anything else is just the usual gossip.
Oh. You're pretty. Have another drink, man?
No, thanks. I'm sorry, but I have to go home.
Oh, you can't do that. You just got here. Besides, it's early yet.
I always go home early. You can walk with me, though, if you like.
Walk with you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure. Fine. Let's go.
All right. I'll take the bottle back.
Here's some money. Give it to Mike.
Wait for me at the back door, huh?
Back door?
Well, it's quicker to where I live that way.
Oh, okay. But hurry up, man.
Yeah.
Dark out here. I hope you know the way.
Of course I do. I walk it every night.
Oh, what?
Oh, my ankle.
Oh, here. I've got you.
I twisted it. Oh. Hold me, will you?
No way. I'll carry you. Easy now. There, now. Just take it easy.
Yeah.
I'll get you home now. Tell me where you are.
Right down this alley, Mr. Dillon, so they said.
Yeah, I see some people back there. This is it. Hold that light over here, will you, mister?
Yeah.
Thanks. Praise Charlie Brewer.
Yeah. He's dead. Somebody clubbed him, all right. Who are you, miss?
I'm Nat Miller. I work at the Elafraganza.
What were you doing out back here?
Well, he wanted to take a walk, and we got out here, and then somebody jumped us.
Are you hurt?
Well, they knocked me out, but I'm all right now.
They? How many were there?
I don't know. I got hit. When I came to, I saw him like that. I screamed. That's all I know, Marshal. I didn't see anybody at all.
Chester.
Yes, sir?
Take her over to Doc's.
No. I'm all right. I want to go home. I'm all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, sure. Don't bother about me, Marshal. I'm fine. I'm fine.
Okay, Nan. Chester, go find a piece of canvas. We'll take Brewer over to Doc's.
Yes, sir.
Is Matt back yet, Chester?
He's coming across Front Street right now, Doc.
Well, it's not often a man gets killed around here without being shot.
Clubs don't make any noise, Doc.
It's murder. Just plain murder, that's what it is.
You all through, Doc?
I'm all through, Matt. We'll bury him in the morning.
Doc, did Brewer have any money on him?
A couple of dollars and change, Matt. I wrapped it up with the rest of his effects.
Yeah. He won a lot of money from Vint James tonight.
Then he was robbed. That girl, Nan Miller.
She helped rob him, maybe. You think a woman could have clubbed him that hard, Doc?
Oh, no, I don't. My goodness, no.
And I don't think so either. But I think she got him out in the alley so Vint could club him. As soon as Vint got away, she set up a holler.
But, Matt, just because Vint lost some money...
They say Vint and Nan are friends, Doc. Good friends.
You don't say. Well, what do you know?
You going to arrest him, Mr. Dillon?
There's no real evidence, Chester. He'd just go free again.
Mm-hmm.
Marshal?
Yeah.
I want to talk to you.
Now, you're Jack Salter, aren't you?
I am. And I'm a friend, or was, of Charlie Brewer.
I see.
You don't see nothing, Marshal.
Oh, what do you mean?
A gambler, Vint. He murdered Brewer.
Can you prove it?
I don't have to prove it.
Well, the law says you do, Salter.
I ain't interested in what the law says, Marshal.
I am.
Look, Marshal, Charlie Brewer won over $700 off Vint tonight.
That much?
I was there, watching Vint so he'd deal honest.
Oh?
I don't even have to ask you if you found that money on Brewer.
No, it was gone.
And why haven't you arrested Vint?
Wouldn't do any good, Salter. There's no legal proof he did it.
I told you, I ain't interested in all that.
So?
So I'll kill Vint myself if I have to.
That's what I thought.
I'm warning you, Marshal. I'll give you till tomorrow night. If he isn't in jail by then, I'm going out and I'm going to shoot him down.
That's murder, too, Salter. And if you try it, I'll throw you in jail.
We'll see about that, Marshal. After I kill Vint.
Don't do it, Salter.
Tomorrow night, Marshal. And you know I'll do it.
This table all right, Kitty?
Fine, Matt. It's as quiet as any. Sure you don't want a drink?
Not tonight, Kitty.
What's on your mind, Matt?
Nan Miller.
Oh. I heard about her being with Brewer when he got killed. She wasn't hurt, though, they said.
No, she's fine.
Guess they didn't hit her very hard, then.
Knocked her out. So she said, anyway.
I take it you don't believe her.
No, Kitty, I don't. Tell me about her and Vint James, huh?
Well, Vint gambles at the Alpha Gamza map, and she works over there, too. I hardly know him at all.
You know more than that about him.
Oh, there's a lot of gossip, if you're interested in that.
Tell me what you think's true.
They're in love.
What else?
For some men, that's enough, Matt.
Kitty, I'm not interested in romance. I'm after a murderer.
Sure. That's about all I know, Matt. They're in love, and I'm sure Nan wasn't stepping out on Vint with Charlie Brewer. I'd swear to that.
No. No, I don't think she was either.
From what I hear, she and Vint are serious enough to get married, if they could.
Well, why couldn't they?
Well, Matt, don't you know? Nan's already married.
What?
Sure. She's been married for years.
Well, where's her husband? Does he know about all this?
I don't think he'd care if he did. They say he spends all his time in that little saloon at the edge of town. What's it called? The El Dorado?
He spends his time and her money, is that it?
Men.
Now, Kitty.
He wouldn't be so bad if it weren't for their kid.
They have a child?
A 6-year-old girl. Vicky, I think she's called. Nan hires some old woman to take care of her most of the time.
A little girl, huh? And you think Nan and Vint would get married if they could?
I don't know, Matt, but they act like it. So I hear, anyway.
Yeah. I think I got an idea, Kitty.
What?
Well, I'll tell you later if it works. But it has to do with men. Tell me, do you think Vint's a good man?
I don't think any man's any good. Not till you've put him to the test, anyway.
Well, that's exactly what I'm going to gamble on. And I don't think Vint will test out very well.
I don't know what you're talking about, but why not?
He's a crooked dealer, for one thing. I'll see you later, Kitty. I'm going to have a talk with Vint. Marshal Dillon.
What do you want?
Open up the door.
It's late, Marshal.
Is it?
I was about to go to bed.
This won't take long.
Well, okay, Marshal. What do you want?
I want you to leave town, Vint.
What?
Get out of Dodge by tomorrow evening.
But, well, what for? Why?
I always run crooked gamblers out.
But, Marshal, I don't deal crooked, and nobody can prove I do.
Yeah. You come from St. Louis, don't you, Vint?
Yeah. Why?
There's a train east at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Be on it. You understand?
All right, Marshal.
I'll go. I know you will. Good night.
Good night, Marshal.
Oh,
Vint, you're early.
I said I'd be here at 4, ma'am. I rented the wagon there to carry your trunk to the depot.
Well, come on in. I'm not quite ready yet.
Well, the Santa Fe leaves at 5. You haven't got much time.
Vint, I'm so excited.
It's like I told you this morning, Ann. We're mighty lucky getting out this easy.
Yeah, of course we are. But let's don't talk about all that now. Let's just think about the future.
Wait till you see St. Louis. It's a real town with real buildings. Not a lot of ramshackle old rookeries like Dodge.
Oh, I can hardly wait, Vint. And to see it all with you. I just can't believe it's really going to happen.
Well, it won't happen if you don't hurry up and finish packing.
Oh, I'm almost ready. Come along, you take Vicky's things out now. I pack them first.
Vicky's things?
Yeah, she's playing out back. I'd have never done a thing with that child in here. I just hope she isn't getting dirty. She's all dressed up for the train.
Vicky?
Of course. Why are you looking like that?
You're planning to take Vicky?
Vint, what do you mean?
You never mentioned taking Vicky along.
Well, you didn't think I'd leave her here.
We never talked about it.
Talked about it? She's my child, Vint. Of course I'll take
her. No. No, I don't want a child along.
Vint!
Man, look. We can't be bothered with a kid. We're going to see things, do things, you and me. Well, Vicky's better off here anyway.
Better off here? With a drunkard for a father and no mother at all? Are you crazy?
Well, give her to somebody.
Give her to... She's my child, Vint. Don't you understand?
Sure, but I don't want her with us, Nan. I can't stand kids.
Oh, no,
Go
you
on.
Can't...
Get packed. We're going to be late.
Vint, I won't leave Vicky.
What?
I won't leave her.
You mean that?
Yes.
All right, then. Stay with her. I'm going.
Oh, no, Vint. You can't. You can't leave me now,
oh,
Vint.
Yes,
no.
I can. I can do anything.
Vint, no. No, please.
Goodbye, Nan.
You're really going, aren't you?
Of course I am.
I hate you. I hate you. I hate you.
Once again, please, would that come out of the music into the ad-libs on the train? Real easy, not heavy, but they're there. Okay, once again.
Here he comes now, Mr. Dillon, just in time.
Yeah. He's alone, too.
What do you mean, he's alone?
Chester.
What?
You go tell the engineer not to pull that train out of Dodge until I give him the word, huh?
What?
Go on, hurry up, tell him.
Yes, sir.
Well, Marshal, I'm leaving. Are you satisfied?
Not quite, Vint.
Oh?
And here comes a man who isn't satisfied at all about your leaving.
Who? Where?
Right over there. See? Jack Salter. You remember him.
Salter? Well, what's he doing here?
Well, he'll probably tell us.
I seen him driving around that wagon with his bags all dressed up. You can let him go, aren't you, Marshal? And let him ride that train right out of Dodge.
What are you talking about, Soldier?
Shut up. I'll take care of you later, Vint.
Later?
Yeah. I just got a sudden idea to go to St. Louis, too, Marshal.
I see.
What's this all about?
Salter here wants to kill you, Vint.
Kill me?
Yeah. He says you murdered a friend of his. Brewer.
Well, that's a lie.
Don't you call me a liar.
All right, hold it, Salter. I'll handle this, not you.
Mr. Dillon. Oh, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. What is it, Chester?
This lady here wants to talk to you.
Nan. It's Nan.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
I'm coming with you, Marshal.
Well, so am I, by heaven.
You Wanted to see me, Nan?
Yes, Marshal, I do. I got something to tell you about Vint and me.
Wait, Nan, don't.
Why not, Vint?
Look, there's time. I'll go over to the house and get Vicky right now. We'll take her. Of course we will. I was just joking.
Were you, Vint?
Well, you know I was, Nan. Come on. You come with me. We'll go get her.
No. I don't trust you, Vint. You're no good. No good at all.
Nan, listen.
Shut up, Vint. Let her talk. All right, go ahead, Nan.
Vint killed Brewer last night, Marshal.
Look out, he's got a gun!
You got in the way, Marshal. I'd have shot him.
He almost shot Nan. You jumped him just in time, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah. All right, Chester, pick up his gun. And bring him to jail when he comes to.
Yes, sir.
Well, Salter, you satisfied?
I'm satisfied, Marshal.
Vint's no good, Marshal. He's no good at all.
I was counting on you to find that out, man. All right, come along.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman MacDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey.
Harley Bear is Chester, Georgia Ellis is Kitty, and Howard McNear is Doc. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Around Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke, starring William Conrad. The story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it. Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Now, Matt, that's it. I've got it. Almost. Ah, there it is, yes. Well, yeah, a little piece of lead, just as we thought. You see?
Now, that took you long enough, Doc.
Now, don't you blame me. You should have come here before. People never do go to a doctor until the last minute.
I've carried that lead in my leg for over a year, Doc, and never did bother me any. The only reason I came up here today is because you weren't busy and I didn't have anything else to do myself. Aren't you through yet?
No, I'm not through yet. I'm looking for my needle. I've got to take a couple of stitches in it first. Oh, yes. And if you're talking like that just to get my fee down, you're wasting your time. You know, it's when I'm not busy that I'm poor and I have to charge more. Yeah, there. Now, that ought to hold you fine.
Not much of a wound. It let it work right up next to the skin. I could have cut it out myself.
Yeah, but you didn't. And it's going to cost you $5.
$5?
Well, you're the only patient I've had today. I got to make out somehow.
Oh, hand me my pants, Doc.
How is he, Doc?
Oh, he'll live, Chester. Worse luck.
Say, there's a fellow in the office downstairs wants to see you, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, who is it, Chester?
He didn't say.
All right, I'm ready. We'll finish our discussion at supper, if you like, Doc.
Well, there's nothing to discuss, but I'll eat with you anyhow.
Thanks. See you later.
Are you Marshal Dillon?
I am.
My name's Parker. I'm a special deputy representing the New Mexico Stock Raisers
New
Association.
New Mexico?
Of course. Haven't you heard of the association?
Yeah, I've heard of it. I was just thinking you're a long way from home, aren't you?
Perhaps. Marshal, I have a warrant here for the arrest of Dane Shaw.
Dane Shaw? I never heard of that name around here.
We'll let the marshal handle this, if you don't mind.
Oh, we will, huh? Well, now, you're pretty high and mighty for just a
easy, doggone... Chester, easy.
Here's the warrant, Marshal.
Who issued this, Mr. Parker?
We had Judge Blent of Santa Fe issue it.
You had him issue it?
Well, no. What I mean is we, read it. Read it.
Yeah. It's got the judge's name on it, and it's sealed. That looks okay to me. What makes you think this Dane Shaw's in Dodge?
I didn't say I thought he was in Dodge.
You're the one looking for help, mister, not me.
It's a warrant, and you're a marshal. And we think Dane Shaw may be in or near Tascosa.
Tascosa?
That's a long ride from here, Mr. Parker. Isn't there someone closer than I am?
No, I was told to deliver the warrant here.
I see. Well, what's this Shaw wanted for, anyway?
Rustling, murder, banditry.
All of that?
He once rode with Billy the Kid. Does that explain it?
Not quite, Mr. Parker.
We hold those men equally responsible. Every one of them...
We?
The Stock Raisers Association and others.
Ah, I see. Now, you say Shaw once rode with a kid. You mean he isn't still with him?
Shaw left the gang just 2 years ago.
Who told you he did?
Pat Garrett.
Pat Garrett? Well, if he said so, it's probably true.
We've got to put a stop to that gang, Marshal. New Mexico is like an armed camp till we do.
But Shaw isn't with the kid anymore.
He's of the same breed, and he'll be back, maybe with his own gang.
Yeah, that's possible.
In any case, the man's wanted, and you have the warrant.
Why don't you come down to Tascosa with us, Mr. Parker?
No, that's not my job. I'll wait right here in Dodge.
Yeah, I thought so. Any idea what Dane Shaw looks like?
6 feet. Black hair, about 180 pounds.
That's not much help. Anything else?
They say he has a knife scar across his ribs on the left side.
Well, that's something. Where's he from?
Who knows where any of those men come from? They all lie, anyway. Why, they say Billy the Kid claims to have been born in New York.
Well, maybe he was.
Oh, nonsense.
How do you know?
Well, I was born in New York, for one thing.
And you couldn't both have come from the same town.
I'd hate to think so, Marshal.
All right, Mr. Parker, you keep nice and cozy here in Dodge, and we'll ride down to Tascosa for you.
Now, Marshal, I don't think that's quite called for.
Chester, go get our horses.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Tascosa lay on the Canadian River, a couple of hard days' ride south. Until recently, it had been a Comanchero trading point. Now it was mostly a center for cattle thieves looking for a place to spend their money. I hadn't been there for several years, and when we rode in, I was surprised to see how much the town had grown.
Well, at least they got some trees down here, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, and a couple of new buildings under them, Chester. Looks like there's another one being started.
It's going to be a big one, too. Doesn't look like a house, though. I wonder what it is.
Now we can ask in the saloon over there.
The Red Deer. That's a pretty fancy name.
Maybe we can find out if there are any respectable citizens in this town.
There don't seem to be anybody here at all, sir, respectable or otherwise.
Hello there.
Oh. I sure could use a drink, Mr. Dillon.
Well, I figure we've earned one.
will it be?
Beer.
Oh, Mr. Dillon.
One beer, one whiskey.
Right.
There now. That's the best looking thing I've seen yet in this town. Here's how.
Tascosa's changed some.
You been here before?
Yeah, some time ago. What's the new building they're putting up?
Hmm? Oh, that's going to be a schoolhouse.
A schoolhouse? In Tascosa?
There's a few men have moved into town with their families. Kids need a school, so it was Nat, of course, got it organized.
Nat?
Nat Temple. He owns the Red Deer here.
Oh, I see. I see. He must be sort of the leading citizen here, then, huh?
In most ways, I suppose he is.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to talk to him. Where is he?
Out back, building a fence. Door's right there.
Oh, thanks. There's your money. See you later.
Sure.
Hello.
Mr. Temple.
Nat Temple.
I'm Matt Dillon. And this is Chester Proudfoot.
I'm glad to know you.
Barkeep told us that we'd find you out here.
Yeah, it's Mike Possley. He's a good boy.
I gathered from him that you are the right fellow to come to, Mr. Temple.
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm looking for a man.
You are? Why?
I'm U.S. Marshal, Dodge City.
We don't get the law down here often, Marshal.
No. Man I'm looking for is Dane Shaw. Do you know him?
Nobody by that name around here.
Oh, I expect he's changed his name.
And how are you going to tell him from anybody else?
He's 6 foot tall, black hair, weighs 180 pounds.
Could be most anybody that build.
He's got a scar across his ribs.
It isn't often you see a man without a shirt, Marshal. What you want it for?
He used to ride with Billy the Kid. He quit, but they think he might be planning to return to New Mexico with a different bunch, one of his own, maybe.
Then it'd be better to stop him now, if that's true.
And I agree. That's why I'm here.
Well, wish I could help you, Marshal. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Stay around for a day or so, I guess. Maybe I'll hear something.
Fine. You know, it'd be too bad since that fella quit the Kid if he went back to the same old outlaw life.
Sure. But he probably will. Men don't often change.
Some do, if they get the chance. Take Mike Postlin there, the barkeep.
Oh? What about him?
Mike used to carry a gun for Harry Gunter. Gunter calls himself a rancher down here, but he spreads a mighty big loop.
You mean he's really a cattle rustler?
I mean, everybody knows it, but nobody's proved it yet. And one reason was because of Mike. He sort of kept everybody off Gunter.
How?
Mike Postlin's pretty fast with a gun.
I see. How come he's tending bar for you, Temple?
Well, I'll tell you. He have decided himself to stop working for Gunter, and one night he was telling me about it, and I helped him decide the rest of the way.
Yeah. And then you gave him a job, huh?
That's right, Marshal. He'll make out fine if Gunter lets him alone.
Well, that was decent of you, Temple. I hope it works.
But being a lawman, I suppose you don't think it will.
Well, a lawman isn't all bone, Mr. Temple.
Lawman could arrest Mike Postle right now for what he's done.
You can't arrest everybody. But anyway, if I were handling it, I'd go after the headman, Gunter.
They don't seem to think you're way over in New Mexico.
Well, I hear Pat Garrett's after Billy right now, and he'll get him with any luck at all. Pat's a good manhunter.
Maybe. But they also want this fella Dane Shaw.
Yeah, there's a warrant for him signed in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
If Pat does stop Billy, there's no point in letting Shaw come back with a new gang.
If that's what he aims to do.
Well, he might have it in mind.
Well, Marshal, that's your problem. Right now, come on inside and have a drink on the house.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Temple. It'll be a pleasure.
Then I'll tell you where you can get something to eat that won't poison you.
Say now, I think I'm going to like Tascosa after all.
Sure you are.
That was pretty good turkey, Mr. Dillon. You should have tried it.
And they must have a Chinese cook in that place. It's better than the usual feed trough in a town like this. Mm. Yeah, let's sit here a while, Chester.
All right.
Just think, Mr. Yeah. Dillon, someday Tascosa may be as big as St. Louis.
I doubt that, Chester.
Well, as big as Dodge, then.
That's a little more likely. Here come some citizens now.
They sure are. Looking for trouble, and ain't even dark yet.
Maybe they just want to cut the dust in their throats, Chester.
Mean-looking bunch, if you ask me.
I'll do the talking, men.
Okay, Gunner, we're behind you.
If he ain't in here, we'll find him.
Did he say Gunter?
Yeah, he did, Chester. Come on, let's watch this. Over here, Chester.
Yes, sir.
You come here for a drink, gentlemen?
No, Postal, we didn't come here for no drink.
Then state your business, Gunter.
You're the first man ever walked out on me, Postal. I don't like it, and I don't aim to tolerate it.
Is that all?
There's two reasons you're coming back.
I'm not interested in your reasons, Gunter.
One is I need your gun.
I'm through selling my gun.
And the other is you know too much about my business.
Your business is your affair, Gunter. You know I don't talk.
Maybe. But you're still coming back.
That's so? Which one of you's gonna bring me back?
You're pretty handy with that six-shooter of yours, Postal. Ain't any one of us fool enough to go against you.
That's about what I figured.
But you can't shoot the whole bunch of us.
I'll sure try hard.
And you'll die trying. I'm telling you, Postal, be back in camp a day after tomorrow. We ride in after you.
Wait a minute, Gunter.
What do you want, Timber? You've caused enough trouble already.
I ain't through yet. Gunter, if you come back here, you'll have to face me.
No, Timber, no.
Shut up, Mike. Now just remember that, Gunter. I'll be here, too.
And you'll both die. Come on, men.
Who are those two?
I never seen it before.
Just a couple of grubline riders, I guess.
Let's go up to the bar, Chester.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've seen him, Marshal. That's Harry Gunter.
Well, Gunter's not my business, but I wish you luck with him.
Mike and me will face him down.
I'll face him, Temple, not you.
No. I helped get you in this. By heaven, I'll see you through it.
It's not your fight, I tell you.
It's my fight. I believe any man who wants to make a change deserves all the backing anyone can give him. I'll see you get it.
You'll just be killed for nothing. Besides, you're a married man.
Being married has nothing to do with it. Maybe we'll both be killed, but that's better than giving in to a man like Gunter. Mike, I never told you going straight was easy.
You should have been a preacher, Temple. I'm going to get my supper now. I'll be back in a minute.
I'd make a fine preacher, I would. But if business don't pick up some here, maybe I'll have to give it a try.
Well, the town's growing, Temple. Business ought to be good.
Well, it's growing, Marshal, a little at a time. When I first came here, there wasn't more than a couple of adobe huts the whole place.
When was that, Temple? When you first came here?
1 year and 9 months, exactly, Marshal. Now, if you'll excuse me, I got work to do.
Let's get some air, Chester.
All right. He's a mighty nice fellow, that Matt Timble, isn't he? I mean, willing to back up Mike Postal that way. He's a man of his word. And building a new school and all that. Married, too. Funny thing, Mr. Dillon, I can't quite figure out if you like Timble.
I like him fine, Chester. Only his name isn't Timble.
What?
It's Dane Shaw. He's the man we're looking for.
We will return for the second act of Gunsmoke in just a moment. But first, tomorrow night on most of these same stations, CBS Radio presents Dick Powell in the role of Richard Diamond, private detective. Remember, Richard Diamond, private detective, calls on you via CBS Radio tomorrow night. Now the second act of Gunsmoke.
The idea of taking a man like Nat Timble in and sending him back to New Mexico to face a jury of scared and vengeful cattlemen didn't sit too well with me. Anyway, I decided I had to wait it out at least until Harry Gunter made his play. 2 days, Gunter had said. And the night before the final day, Timble asked Chester and me to a little dance they were having to celebrate the start of the new schoolhouse. And there we met Ms. Trimble. A fine-looking woman with a strong face and steady blue eyes.
If you'd like some punch, gentlemen, my husband's serving it right over there.
Yes, ma'am, I'd enjoy sampling a little, ma'am. I'll be right back.
Chester.
Yes, sir? Huh? Oh, my goodness. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I'd also enjoy fetching you a cup of that punch.
Oh, thank you, Chester, but I'll have some later.
Sure, ma'am. Anytime. I'll be right back.
I'd be foolish not to take advantage of your husband's being busy, Miss Timble. Would you do me the honor?
No offense, Marshal, but I'd rather get a breath of air outside.
Why, certainly, ma'am.
Would you accompany me?
Why, of course. Nice evening.
You think it'll hold, Marshal?
Oh, it won't rain. Not for the next couple of days, anyway.
That's not exactly what I meant. I was wondering how nice tomorrow evening will be.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow, ma'am.
After Harry Gunter and his gang ride in.
Oh. Well, now, I wouldn't worry about that, Miss Timble.
My husband's involved, Marshal. I'm bound to worry.
Of course.
It's not that I don't want him to back Mike Postel and fight alongside him. He's got to do that. But I don't want him killed. He's the finest man that ever lived, Marshal.
Yeah, sure. Sure, Miss Timble.
He believes that a man's got a right to change. And he's willing to die for that.
I know.
Tell me. Do you think he's right, Marshal Dillon? In spite of what the law might say, do you think he's right?
I think he's right, ma'am.
I had a feeling you would.
But maybe things will work out all right tomorrow. Maybe everything will be fine.
I hope so, Marshal. Anyway, I'll bring our son up to know his father for the rare kind of man he is.
Oh? I didn't know you had a son.
We haven't yet.
What?
I haven't even told Nat. But we're going to have one, Marshal.
Oh, I see.
Shall we go in now? And I'll be your partner for the next dance, if you like.
Well, I'd be proud, Miss Timble. Real proud. Next morning early, Chester and I saddled up and rode out past the edge of town to the south. There, we pulled off the trail into a clump of scrub cedar and waited. Beyond us lay the Canadian River, and across it, broad Vegas of spring-fed meadow grass. As we watched, a buffalo, cow, and calf came to the river and drank. And then they suddenly moved off upstream and disappeared in the mesquite. And a moment later, six horsemen came out of the distance, riding hard for the river and for Tascosa.
I reckon that's them, Mr. Dillon.
You don't have to do this, Chester.
I know it. Any objections to me using a rifle?
There are no rules in this game.
I'll feel a mite cozier behind the wind, Chester.
Eyes open, Chester.
Yes, sir.
Come on. All right, hold it, Gunner.
U.S.
Marshal. My name's Matt Dillon.
Them's the fellas we thought was bums, Gunner, the other day at the Red Deer.
Yeah.
Get off the trail, Marshal. You got no business with us.
Turn around and ride back where you came from, Gutter. Mike Postel's staying in Tascosa.
Postel, eh? So you're in on this, too?
I've dealt myself in, Gutter. Now do as I say. And keep away from Tascosa from now on, or I'll get a posse and come after the bunch of you.
We don't need any lawmen down here, Marshal. Who's that?
It's Timble and Mike, Mr. Dillon.
How did they know we were out here?
Looks like we won't have to go into Tascosa, Marshal. We can settle this right here.
You were missing this morning, Marshal. I kind of figured we'd find you hereabouts.
You and Timble both ought to stay out of this. This is my trouble.
It's a little late for that now, Postel. Well, the odds are down, Gunter.
They sure are. I ain't facing all them. Come on, Gunter. We'll catch Postel later when there ain't such a crowd.
There we are.
Not me. I'm going.
Shut up. Timble, you're responsible for this.
I'm proud of it, Gunter.
Get him and Postel, men. Get
them. Stop it, Gunter!
Should we go after them three?
No, let them go, Chester. They won't be back. Temple's been hit.
How is he, Marshal?
He got hit bad. Chester, go see if Gunter and those other two are really dead.
Yes. I told him not to come along. He wouldn't listen to me. Here, let me pick him up and get him back to town.
No. No, it's no use. He's done for, Apostle.
Are you sure?
He was dead before he hit the ground.
We finished him, sir.
All three of them. It'd take more than three of them to be worth that Timble.
I'm sorry, Apostle.
Done enough for me already. Why'd he have to come here? This was my fight, not his.
No, Apostle, not the way he looked at it. You see, Timble himself went straight a couple of years back.
He did?
Yeah. I came down here carrying a warrant for his arrest.
You ain't gonna be able to take him in now, are you, Marshal?
No, I'm not.
You know, I'm kind of mixed up about you. Coming down here to arrest him and then meeting Gunter and them out here today.
I'm not important, Postel. Just you remember what kind of man Timble was.
I ain't likely to forget. I'll swear to that, Marshal.
Good. Look, you and Chester stay here. I'll send a wagon out from town. I'm going in to see Ms. Tyndall.
You'll be going back to Dodge now, Marshal?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
I want to thank you for trying to stop it.
It's my job.
No, not quite. Well, I guess Mike will have to run things now.
He's a good man. He'll make out fine.
Sure. Tell me one thing, Marshal.
Yes, ma'am.
I know you came here to arrest my husband.
I figured you did.
If this hadn't happened today, would you really have taken him back?
Miss Timble, I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. If I had, it'd have been my last act as a lawman.
You mean you'd have quit after?
I'd have quit.
If you're around in Tascosa again, Marshal, come and see us. Me and the baby.
I'd be proud to, ma'am. Real proud.
Gunsmoke, under the direction of Norman McDonald, stars William Conrad as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal. Tonight's story was specially written for Gunsmoke by John Meston, with music composed and conducted by Rex Corey. Featured in the cast were John Daner and Tom Tully, with Harry Bartell, Paul Dubov, Helen Klebe, and James Nusser. Harley Bear is Chester, Howard McNear is Doc. Gunsmoke has been selected by the Armed Forces Radio Service to be heard by our troops overseas. Join us again next week as Matt Dillon, U.S. Marshal, fights to bring law and order out of the wild violence of the West in Gunsmoke. Tennessee and Virginia are the home states for CBS Radio's Saturday Night Country Style just a bit later tonight. That's where the rural rhythm's coming from, but it's going out all over the country on most of these same stations. This is George Walsh speaking, and remember, you'll find Western adventure and music with Gene Autry Sunday evenings on the CBS Radio Network.
You're listening to Chesterton Radio at chestertonradio.com.